The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, and how are you?
Very good.
Good. We also have Bill Mountain. Bill Mountain is no stranger to our program. Bill Mountain owns Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
You were here several weeks ago. We were talking about rugs and carpeting and how to clean those things.
Yep.
Yep. And today I thought we'd talk about hard floor surfaces, how to clean them, tile and hardwood. Okay?
Okay.
You up for that discussion?
Sure. Yep.
Great. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And while you think, you know, give us our website a look, too. We got a new look on the website, and we got lots of new stuff there. Take a look there and give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, where we also have all our archive radio shows. Okay, again, Bill Mountain, Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. How long have you been in business doing what you do, please?
Actually, my 20th anniversary this year. So we it's been a long time.
And you clean carpets, rugs,
yes,
orientals.
Carpets, upholstery, oriental rugs, and then we do some hard floor surfaces as well.
Okay, so that's what we're here going to talk about today, hard floor surfaces, tile, hardwood floors. Where do you want to begin your discussion?
Whatever you like. Tile is fine. We can start there if you'd
okay. like. Okay, all right, tile. Why should people have a professional company clean their tile if they just keep on it weekly and mop and or
get
scrub.
On their hands, yeah. Get on their hands and knees and scrub. We know about that, right?
Right, with brushes or
and think you're
rags
doing a wonderful job.
And have these heavy duty cleaners. Why would they have to have someone like you come in?
Well, because we have very powerful equipment for one thing, and the right cleaning agents. There are good cleaning agents for doing them on a regular maintenance type basis, but to get them to kind of a restorative, you know, appearance back to where they're like new or close to new again, it's good to have a professional come in. So we have a very powerful truck mounted system that we can utilize. We turn the pressure way up, and so it's almost like pressure washing it, except it's contained, so you don't have to worry about water going all over your house.
Well, I have hardwood floors, I have tile, I have carpets, area rugs, actually, not carpeting. And, you know, sometimes I think people think that because they have tile, it's easier to maintain.
Yeah, I think that's often the thought, and I think for a while it is, because you just have to come through and, you know, do a light mopping on it or something, and you go, you know, it's. But after a while, the soil begins to build up, particularly in the grout.
And the grout is recessed, usually sits below the tile, and when you're mopping or you're scrubbing on your hands and knees with a rag, the dirt, the dust goes into that grout, and the grout is porous.
Yes,
correct?
It's very porous. Okay. It's cementaceous, like almost like concrete would be. So
it takes it all on.
Yeah, and it sucks it down in. It's not just laying on the surface, but it's down in embedded a little bit.
Yeah, we were having this conversation before that our grout was sealed, but you were saying that the seal doesn't last?
Well, typically most sealers, clear sealers, solvent-based sealers, they're probably going to hold up. It really depends on which one it is, but I mean, they'll probably hold up, you know, a couple years to maybe maybe 3 years at the most.
What happens? The cleaners?
I think the cleaners, you know, if you're using abrasive cleaners, high pH type cleaners, or even cleaners with some bleaches, you can strip that stuff off. And you don't really know if it's stripped off because it's
clear.
Yeah,
how can you tell?
You can't tell.
Okay.
And if it's gradually getting dirty, you don't notice because it's a little bit at a time.
It's a little bit at a time, yeah. Exactly.
Well, I know how you can tell. You get it. Patrick has a juice, like something red, and you spill it on the tile, and then it just seeps into the grout, yeah. And you can't get it out. Yeah, is that usually how you could tell a sealant is not working
properly?
Yeah,
you can. You can. You can even put a little bit of water on it and see if it beads up or anything, or if, you know, if it sits on it, or versus if, you know, it just can sit there and soak in.
Doesn't bead up anymore.
Yeah.
How about grease? Do you find that your method of cleaning can remove grease and really grime from the grout?
We do a lot of restaurants, and that always seems to be a problem. You know, coming out of the kitchen, we've done commercial kitchens, so, you know, that gets a lot of heavy buildup with grease and stuff. And just like in the carpet cleaning, we've been able to, because of the way that the cleaning agents have developed over the years, the technology with that, we're able to apply some cleaning agents. It's going to emulsify, loosens up, and breaks it down so that it's easier to extract out and loosen up and break away and out. So, yeah, no, we find that much easier than it used to be.
How long does this process take?
Well, it depends on the size of the job, of course, but it's relatively quicker than I think most people would think. You know, again, because of our equipment, the main thing when we're doing a home, we want to protect adjoining floors, wood floors, carpeting that's near it, because we are applying some water and some solutions. We want to protect your if it's in a kitchen, your cabinets, your appliances, particularly stainless steel appliances, if we're using an acid-based type of cleaner, because that can etch actually stainless steel. So we want to protect those kind of things. So we're going to set it up, and then we're going to apply the solution down. And then we actually brush it. We use a flat brush for the tile, but then we use a special grout brush for the grout that kind of works it into the actual grout lines.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little, it's kind of a skinny brush, and it's kind of V-shaped on the bottom. So it fits right down in the grout lines. So there's some manual labor to it.
All right. So you have been trained, and you have special equipment for this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you're removing it, it's not just going deeper into the grout.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Because we're letting the solution get down in there and it kind of work it up a little bit. We want to brush it with the brush in order, you know, to kind of work the solution into the soil, you know, so that it has an opportunity to work.
It lifts it and gets it out. Okay, good. Yeah. Now, how long have you been doing this? 20 years?
We've been doing 20 years, yes.
And you go how far, how wide?
We cover about 5 counties, Wayne, Pike, and Monroe County, and Lackawanna and Luzerne County, on up to even some of Columbia County in Tunkhannock area. We've done Pizza Hut up there, so that's up in no man's land up there. It's nice country up there.
And you do residential as well as commercial?
Commercial,
okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how do we get in contact with you, please?
Our office phone number is 570-689-2770. We have a website, billmountain.com, and mountain is spelled just like mountain. our toll-free numbers is 888-925-3260.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
Bill. And where do we go?
It's my daughter set me up on that. I think it's just Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean is the Facebook page.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. How often should people clean their tile floors and their grout?
Well, it's not like carpeting. Carpeting, we need to clean that, you know, about an annual basis to 12 to 18 months because we want to keep it from wearing down. Where tile is going to be more, it's not really going to wear out. You know, it's a hard surface. It's more of an appearance type basis, you know. So what we want to do is we want to come in. We often come in, we're doing a restorative cleaning. Then you may not see us again unless we come in again, you know, within 12 months, we'll come in and do a light cleaning on it. But after we've cleaned it and sealed it, It's just when it begins to look soiled and you can't, get the heavier soil up, have us, give us a call again and we'll come in and take care of it.
He's going to be coming to our house, isn't he, Jackie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
because last year I did it myself, and I'll tell you what, I did it from Pinterest, had this little thing up there. Do you like Pinterest?
My daughter does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they had this hydrogen peroxide and baking soda formula, and you just had to get a scrub brush. Well, I scrubbed each bathroom floor like 3 times, and it was okay, but nothing I was thrilled with. And I really don't want to have to go through that again. So I like your method much better.
Well, it's again, we have the equipment, and we have a special tool that we can hook up to our truck mount that's specifically for the hard floor surfaces, the tile. So it really allows us to be much more aggressive with it, and,
And it won't damage the grout. This doesn't damage the grout.
No, sometimes the grouts, because of, maybe installation or after it was put in, the floor might have settled or something. So you'll sometimes see a little loose piece of grout or something like that. And because we're applying some more pressure, sometimes we see the looser grout loosen up. But that's easily repaired. We just had a lady the other day. We did a big kitchen, and she had some already that was missing. So we just mixed up a little grout for her and applied that in there, and it was no problem.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
And you can't even tell.
You can't tell, no. No. It's pretty easy to do with grout.
Great. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a great business opportunity. This is a bar located at 655 Sanderson Street in Troop for $350,000. This bar also has 4 rented apartments on the 2nd and 3rd floor. It is completely updated with seating for 30 people in the dining area. The sale includes the building, the bar furniture, the kitchen equipment and inventory, and of course, the liquor license. It has a large parking lot and on-street parking. This building has been very well maintained, and it shows. So if you're looking for a bar and grill with 4 rented apartments for additional income, give us a call about 655 Sanderson Street in Troop for $350,000, and that is listed by Julie Roback of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And PAR, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, came out with an article not too long ago talking about the 6 threats to the value of a home. And out of the 6, there's only 1 that someone can do something about. There's a messy yard, proximity to a sex offender, or having certain commercial facilities nearby, such as power plants. That may reduce the value of surrounding homes by as much as 15%. Closed schools can easily steer home value south. The National Association of Realtors, that's NAR, says 75% of home shoppers say the quality and availability of schools in the neighborhood is either somewhat important or very important. And 4 closed homes in the neighborhood, that's the biggest single factor that drives nearby home values down. And then there's lackluster landscaping. Studies show that lawn care has a big impact on surrounding home values. Pristine landscaping can jack up the value of a home by 5 to 11%. That's the only thing out of those 6 items that someone can do something about.
It's curb appeal, the first impression, too. It's the first thing you see when you pull up to a house.
It's time for a short break. We will be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, if you have questions, we have answers.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, pal, fellow realtor, co-host.
Pat Devaney, that would be me.
That would be you. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And our special guest, Bill Mountain from Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were talking about how to clean tile, and more specifically, grout.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we had an excellent discussion there. We also talked about seals and the sealants that you provide, clear seal. Do you do a color seal?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes.
What's that about?
Well, it's a color that we can have customized, made up. They can often make it up to what's originally there. If you like the color of grout that you originally have, we have color samples that we can choose from that's close or pretty close to the color. Sometimes, even if we have the original grout, name of the color, and as well as a number that goes with it, I can call in and actually have it made up to that. So it's a color, but it's a sealer also. And so after it's clean, we can apply that on, and it holds up for quite a while.
Do most people that have tile floors, surfaces that you know, properties that you go to, and you go to residential as well as commercial, you've been doing this 20 years.
Yes.
But is grout supposed to be pure white?
Well, there is white out there. I mean, we see that color. There's all different types of colors. Most of my clients, they'll like a white, but they might get like an off-white, like an almond or, you know, like a bone color or something like that. Creamy white is popular. With us. Surprisingly, I offer them, I say, you could really, with the color seal that we do, you could really choose any color you want. If you have a darker color grout and you want to go lighter, it may take us a couple of coats to get it completely covered, but you could do that. If what I often think about is that people would rather go, you know, with a darker so that would hide more of the soil. Or, you know, blend it in a little bit.
Sounds good to me.
Well, that's what we did.
Yeah, that's it.
We
yeah.
matched our grout to the tile.
The tile.
Right. Yeah, it's not because my aunt came over. Go ahead, tell the story.
Yes.
She's not listening.
Yes.
Don't worry about
well,
it.
Well, we were only in the house a couple months, and so Pat's family came in from New York to look at it and give us their stamp of approval. And his aunt stood in my kitchen and said, you need to clean your grout. I think she thought that it should be pure white, but we had the color
like,
mixed
like
to match.
Yeah,
yes.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
So I had left the room thinking I was a dismal failure, and you just laughed about it. But she really thought that we needed to clean the grout, and it's not supposed to be pure white.
I don't know. Maybe the history of it is that grout, you know, originally there wasn't too many choices of colors, you know, a time back, and so maybe that's what she's thinking. There is a myriad of different choices today, you know, even applying original grout. You know, some people like the grout, the tile more framed, so they'll pick a color that's darker than the tile.
Oh, right. I've seen that.
Yeah, and some people like it more blended in, so they'll, like you did, they'll pick the color that's closer to the tile itself.
Right.
So,
but if someone wants to go darker or someone wants to go lighter, you provide that service.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the really neat thing about this.
I didn't know that.
I had a client up by us that she had her place remodeled, her kitchen out to the foyer, and they put the tile in. It was a gray color.
They use the same grout bag, but two different days. They come back the next day, they mix it up again, and she had this light gray, dark gray contrast. It was just so evident.
They didn't mix it right.
Yeah, and I think that's what it was. And it just drove her crazy. So then we began to do this. We were able to correct that for her. She picked a gray that she liked, and it was all, you know, now it's all the way through, and it's much happier.
Is it like a paint, or is it that?
It looks like the consistency of paint, yes. But it's not, I think it's more, I'm not exactly sure of the whole total makeup of it.
Right.
But I know that because coming from the manufacturer, because I know one of the questions I get often is, how long will it last?
My next question.
Yeah. And that was the first question I asked them. And reasonably speaking, how long can I tell the customers that this stuff will hold up? And they said, well, we did a house 15 years ago and it's still holding up. So you could say reasonably 10 to 15 years with proper maintenance. You know, obviously, we're not going to use heavy bleaches on it or abrasive type cleaners. Normal neutral pH floor cleaners will work fine.
All right. So pouring the bleach on the floor is a bad idea.
But you won't really need to, you know, because the thing of it is now the grout is sealed. And that's oftentimes we see it's a problem with the tile. As the grout gets really grungy and dirty, it's what tracks up onto the tile. So once we keep that clean, that helps the tile as well.
And there are tiles like our kitchen that have the little crevices and
the
rough edges and the crevices, and that if you don't stay on top of it, that's where the dirt collects.
Exactly. Yes.
Did you just have something?
We did. We just did a nice, really nice kitchen and big area that was. It was a white tile, and it had that kind of variation on it. It wasn't a smooth finish. It just had a textured look to it, I guess. But when you first looked at it, it almost looked like marble would look. It has the striations in it because you had these dark lines. And after we started cleaning it, they were coming out. So we realized that that was soil that was collecting in those lines and stuff. And the client was absolutely thrilled.
Maybe she was looking for a new floor, but after you kept the existing floor and it was restored to what it looked like when she first put it in.
Yeah, we often get that. We had a client in Waymart that was ready to replace her kitchen floor, and she was referred to us. And so we went in and cleaned it, color sealed it, and she was like, and that's the neat thing about even color sealing. Even if you change the color, it's got the look of a brand new floor again.
And it's waterproof.
Yes, very.
Okay, is this a time-consuming process?
Doing the color seal?
Yes.
It is more time-consuming than the cleaning even, because the way we apply it down, we apply it by hand, we brush it in, we have to buff the tile a couple times to get rid of there might be a little bit of haze that goes up on the, so it can be, more time-consuming.
But the results are tremendous.
Yeah, and the results are kind of final, really. For 10 to 15 years is a long time to hold up.
Excellent. Okay, so you do other hard surfaces, marble?
We do.
Stone?
Yes.
Granite?
We do a little bit of that. Yeah, we do cleaning and sealing, and you can hone granite, because granite's a very hard substance. So we do some natural stones versus granite is very hard. The only thing that really cuts it is diamond versus... say marble. Marble's soft like your fingernail. It's very soft, so it can scratch easier. It etches very easy. It etches to anything that's acetic, like soda, or you spill a glass of orange juice on a marble floor, you can etch it, which just kind of gives it a dull spot there, So, after we clean it, you can actually hone it to bring the shine back and polish it. So it's a lot different than tile because it's a natural stone. So, and even in the marble, because it comes from different parts of the country and the world, different colors. So they all react differently to different cleaners. So it's a little, it's a
this
little
is where I would think that getting a professional that knows what they're doing makes a lot of sense.
That you're right, because it's also an expensive flooring to have.
Besides flooring, we're coming across a lot of granite tile countertops. Now, the grout, you would be able to seal that grout, and it would be okay to be touching food and all of that?
You can. A lot of times in the countertops we see is one solid piece, but there are joints together. And often in flooring, when you see the grout is different on a marble or a granite than it is on... tile is called a sanded grout. That's where you get that rough texture. with marble and even granite, it's an unsanded grout. And the reason that is, and you also see the joints are tighter together because that grout can't, you know, you can't make that as wide as you would on a ceramic tile. So they put the sand in it to give it some strength for the ceramic tile. And if you were to put sanded grout on marble floor, well, when we go to hone it, we're going to pull up that sand and scratch the floor. So they use an unsanded grout on that. But you can clean it, yeah. And it cleans up very well.
How about hardwood flooring? Does that require deep cleaning, or can someone just get away with vacuuming it and mopping it week after
week? The most important thing, obviously, is to vacuum it, you know, and to sweep it, and to because just like any hard floor surface or any flooring surface, it's the soil that, you know, the dry soil that can cause damage and scratch the surface,
right,
and everything like that. Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
What tips do you have when you have hardwood flooring? Area rugs should have a mat underneath them so that the backing doesn't scratch the floor.
If it is a rough backing on it, if it's got like a carpet back on it, it's a good idea to have a little pad there to protect the floor.
Okay.
You know, usually, you know, hardwood floors comes with a, you know, pretty good finish, especially if it's coming from the factory, or you have even one of the local professionals that finish flooring. They put quite a few coats on, and the coat's very strong, but it just over time it can break down.
What kind of cleaners do you use? Do you use like a Murphy's oil on something like that, or a vinegar solution?
That's an interesting question, and I posed that a couple years ago to Lenny Wargo, the Heads Up Flooring, who's, you know, I've come across a few times, and he's good professionals there. The way he answered me, he said he tells his clients Windex, which is interesting. He says the finish on it is similar to glass. It has a little bit of alkalinity to it, and it doesn't streak. And I thought, well, that's pretty interesting. So I'm just passing that along.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very. Well, we've had an excellent discussion regarding hard floor surfaces with you today, Bill Mountain's Thorough Clean Company. How do we get in touch with you, please?
Okay, our phone number is 570-689-2770. And you can reach us toll-free at 888-925-3260. You can go on our website, and you could message me through the website at billmountain.com.
Thank you, Bill. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a two-family Victorian-style home in the Green Ridge section of Scranton. This home has two-bedroom apartments, and it is perfect for the handyman or contractor. At $49,000, this home is a good deal. Part of the home has had a lot of the work started, and now it is an opportunity for the right buyer. It has a new roof, separate heat for each unit, and a lot of potential. So if you're looking to invest, give us a call about this Victorian-style home at 607 Electric Street in Scranton for only $49,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors statistics for the last 30 days, including counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming. Median sales price for single-family homes with two bedrooms or less is $84,000. For three bedrooms or less, $117,500 is the median sales price. For four bedrooms or more, the median sales price is $189,000. And total, median sales price for residential single-family homes for the last 30 days, $125,000. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated. Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.